For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive.
And kicking. Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times, if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard wall. This brother. Come on.
Zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one, though? Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Oh, shut up.
You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pisses me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying. You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
And welcome to Punch Drunk Sports. It is another exciting episode. Joining me, as always, is my main man, Teeb, the fight nanny, and the one and only king of New York, Ari Shaffir. Ari, what
Thanks,
up?
Buddy.
In a robe.
You know what's up.
Ari, how great was that baseball game last night? You guys just lit them up.
We did, with all two outs, too, which is like... Two-out runs are like the quarterback scramble for an 11-yard first down.
On like third and 20.
Yeah, and then he just like gets out of the pocket somehow and just like barrels forward. And it's like, what the fuck? Come on, man. We had him covered. That's how it feels. So really disheartening. I hope we continue today. I'm not confident in Sonny Gray, but I don't even know who their starter is. They haven't even named it as of yesterday. So.
Is that your starter, Sonny Gray?
Yeah.
Then why aren't you confident in him?
Because he pitched one, he never really got going when he came over to the Yankees, and he pitched once against Cleveland and got three runs in three and a third innings.
Who do you want on the pitch?
Oh, there's no one else.
Yeah, sometimes, especially in playoff baseball, you get into that corner. I mean, Cubs had to play three games in 4 days and two cross-country flights. I mean, no pitching, no pitchers.
It's game four. It's like, there's no, that's game four is always like, ooh. Either you go a guy on 3 days rest, or you get your fourth starter.
How much are tickets for Yankee games right now?
Good question.
Me and Giannis are going. We got them on SeatGeek.com for on the third base side, not bottom section, but one section up. So the 200s, 205, I think, for $225 each after
fees.
That
ain't bad.
That ain't bad at all, dude.
No, that's not bad at all. I think we got lucky because it's a 508 start, and a lot of people can't make that.
Have you looked into Cubs-Dodgers tickets for game one and two?
I looked into the World Series. They're $800.
Well, I know game
800. They're already on sale for the World Series?
Yeah. $800. I'm going to spend it, too.
The Yankees make it, dude.
How do you buy World Series tickets right now?
Yeah.
And what if they don't make it?
Then you get a refund.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah, I went on SeatGeek. I looked for the if they had the World Series, and boom, $800.
How much are the ones you want to go to?
It depends. It depends. Because if it's 3-2 Dodgers for game six, it's going to be more expensive because Dodgers could go to the World Series on that game. If it's 3-2 Cubs game six, tickets will be a little bit cheaper, and everybody will be hoping for a game seven. So it's
think
just,
so.
Yeah, positive. People wanted to celebrate at their home stadium.
Yeah, I was thinking
that. And
that
drives
too,
up the price.
But then the more I thought about it in terms of like which Yankee games to go to, the big games aren't the like deciders. It's not when you're up 3-0 or 3-1. The big games are like when it's tied 2-2 or when you're down 2-1 like tonight. It's like we need this.
That game
that is a good game.
That game two of Astros Yankees where Verlander
Huge.
Was pitching, I've
Huge.
Never heard a stadium that loud. I've never heard a baseball stadium that loud. It was insane.
When teams aren't used to going, the fans fucking get up for it. Yankee Stadium was not as rabid as that.
And they kept showing his goddamn sauce pot Kate upped and clapping in her fucking luxury box.
Oh, God, she was gross then.
Oh, no,
you're just
not.
Crazy, dude. She
looks so smoking hot in the fucking.
She is so hot.
Yeah, if you got to zoom in like that, she looks okay. But definitely up close.
You can't even say it without laughing, you dumb fucking fuck.
No, I mean, I'm laughing.
She looks hotter than she normally looks.
Camera work.
She looked hotter than she normally looks. And then they show her, and she's clapping and all happy, spending all his money. Then they show him pitching, and I'm just like, God, this guy. He's winning a goddamn baseball game in a crazy fashion, and I'm just thinking, I can't believe he gets to smell her armpits.
Do you think he gets nervous when she leaves? Because you know she just gets hit on by every dick that comes by.
I think when you're at that level of being able to get women like that, and you're that rich, it's like, hey man, good. Where else are you gonna go? What are you gonna do?
I think what his biggest worry is, she's at steakhouses every day apparently, and he's worried that some of those chefs, brisket chefs, are gonna like try to hit on her, give her the recipe. You know what I mean?
No. What do you mean?
Actually, I don't.
I mean, she's getting fatter. And she, it's in Texas.
She actually looked like she lost a little too much weight. I like her a little.
Do you like androgyny, Ari? Is that what you're into? Just like
like really hot girls. And it's like she was, you know, when she was like 18, 19, but by 20, 21.
Show us the one tied up in your closet right now.
Ari, what do you think the percentage of people that would pick? Who's a hot chick, do you think? Who is a hot chick?
You know, Kate Upton was a long time ago.
Give us like a...
Whose girlfriend's hotter, your girlfriend or Verlander's?
Well, I got numbers. He only has one. I have 30, so...
I thought you had a girlfriend you wanted to do Molly with.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You mean my girlfriend.
No, my girlfriend. No,
oh,
no,
my girlfriend.
Verlander's girlfriend's hotter than that. Hotter than mine.
Wow. I hope she never listens to this, which I'm...
Yeah, me too.
Sure she
although if she hears that I said Kate Upton is hotter than her, I doubt she'd be that angry at me.
Well, if she heard everything you said about Kate Upton before that, she might be upset.
Yeah, that you said she's a pig.
Double
and then
chin,
you said,
double chin. She's got quad
she
boob.
Doesn't have a double chin. How old is she, 25?
I know, it's gross, huh?
Ugh,
what do you think
so
she
stupid.
Says about you, Ari? Male pattern baldness, giant nose, satellite for airs.
I think she's trying to let me go away. I don't think her ego is
Mr.
Can
Potato
take it.
Head.
I'd
slum it if I was like drunk.
What?
But not this month.
Ari, you're full of shit.
I can't even believe.
You'd marry Kate Upton. You're full of shit.
It's not my thing.
If she wasn't Kate Upton, if she was just a regular girl, just looks exactly like Kate Upton, same body, everything, comes up after your show and she's like, you were really funny. I'd like to go out with you sometime. You would shit. Blood would come out of your asshole right there at the stand.
It was already coming out.
And then you would call me and Ari and go, guys, me and Sammy would be like, I finally met her. I'm in love. All my other 30 girls can kick rocks.
I would leave my wife again.
Oh.
Wow. Damn. I hope she doesn't listen, dude. No.
I hope she doesn't, too.
She does not.
I just left her. She's not listening.
If Aaron's wife listened to this, it would be through booking.
Where are you going to be, Ari?
I'm going to be at the All Things Comedy Podcast Festival doing a live Punch Drunk Sports podcast. Also doing a side note, doing a live Skeptic Think podcast. But live Punch Drunk podcast on, 26, 27, 28, something like that.
It's Friday.
I'm going to the Joker's Cruise, Impractical Joker's Cruise in November. And I got a couple shows at the New York Comedy Festival, November 9th, 12th. Check ArieTheGreat.com for listings.
And then you're out here on Tuesday, yeah?
I'm in the studio next week.
Okay.
Awesome.
What are you coming
out
here for?
I'm coming out here to do, like, on my way to Phoenix to do a hot yoga session with those fucking idiots. And then I'm going to do a podcast with Rolf Paas, a podcast with you guys. And hopefully, if all turns out right, World Series Game 1 against the Yankees. Try not to get stabbed.
I like that the main reason is hot yoga.
Ari, do Yankees fans fight the other fans? They stab? The Puerto Ricans don't start stabbing people?
We've been good too long. I tell you what, I do like sitting in the bleachers generally. I think it's more fun to be around people and be around the action than like up close with people on their phones all the time.
Same.
But I'm not going to sit in the bleachers at Dodger Stadium in a playoff game wearing Yankee stuff.
The difference between bleachers bleachers and the stands is everybody in the bleachers has mitts in their hands. Everybody in the stands has their phone in their hands.
Yeah. People ask me if I was scared in Thailand and Cambodia. They're like, wasn't it frightening? I'm like, no, it's fine. I'm frightened. Frightened to go to a, it's unsafe to go to a Dodgers game wearing an opposing team's gear.
I'm cool with that. Well, I'll shank.
Yeah, of course.
Somebody.
As Raiders fans, of course, you'd be cool.
Yeah, at we're least, great. Don't come to our games. We'll shank you.
That should be in the bag of bets.
What? Get shanked by a Mexican?
Having to go to a Dodger game wearing opposing team's jersey.
But like a lot of it. Like, yeah. You got to look like Clipper Darrell walking into a motherfucker.
Dude, I went to a Cowboy game when they're playing the Redskins when I was in, like, high school or grade school, and I wear, like, cowboy hat, fucking cowboy sweatpants, cowboy shirt, but, like, cowboy hat, not, like, you know, and somebody was like, some old man was like, you fucking idiot.
How old were you?
I was, like, 14, 15.
What an adult calls a fucking kid a fucking idiot.
Well, that was, what, the 90s? We still did that. He probably didn't call you a retard.
I'm sure he did.
I know I have a plan for if you want to wear a Yankees hat to a Dodger game.
Oh, really?
You bring two Raiders stickers. You slap that baby on as you walk in, peel it off at the game, slap it back on as you walk out.
I like that.
Looks like a Raiders hat. It's all black.
I like that.
Slap a Raiders fan and then with other gear.
Sure.
Uh-oh. Ari's shirt is off and he's in the bathroom.
Yeah.
I already shit.
That was nice.
You did? I shit seven times yesterday.
Is that normal or did you have a little bit of diarrhea?
Congratulations, Sam. I'm happy for you.
I was super excited, man. Dropping lots of deuces, dude.
That's a lot.
Oh, I can't believe what I'm watching right now.
What are we watching?
Ari put on...
Putting on lipstick? I can't see.
Yeah, put on lipstick in my underarm. Something you've never done, you fucking hippie.
You know
slut.
What I was just thinking the other day is we should have something that keeps the toll on who's winning bag of bets.
Yeah, on the website. We suggested this fucking years ago. Yeah,
because right now Ari is known as the Welcher. It's been confirmed.
That is crazy coming from Sam Tripoli, who is still not paid off.
It's on
so
Wikipedia.
Much bets.
I mean, if it's on Wikipedia, it's official. Did you see
but
that?
But I mean, I could change Wikipedia.
It's crazy how Sam is like skirted by on this.
No, it is so great that you are seen as Ari the Welcher Shafir. It's so good, dude.
Did you do that?
Oh, yeah, I started that. And then Tom Segura took it off. And
people don't even understand the term. That's the funny thing. They have no idea what it even means.
I understand it. Ari Shafir doesn't pay off his bets. That's what Welcher means.
No, you get it. I mean, fans. So when I was offline and you posted that thing, like I can't check my phone or computer because I'm paying off a bet, like just like a Welsher. I'm like, no, I'm paying off the bet. That's not what Welsher means. They just relate it to like any bet.
The hate on Twitter right now is at an all-time high. I'm getting murdered by people.
You are.
And the worst thing is, I'm getting murdered by people with 6 followers. That insults me.
I feel like those are
Sam,
the people
that's
that
the best
do
case
it.
Scenario.
What?
That's a best case scenario. No.
I like starting trouble, but man, 6 people.
Why are you getting shit on? I get why he is.
Because generally people think I'm a horrible comedian.
No. It's because
well,
you
thank
say
God
that
they only have 6 followers.
Fake.
I thought it was because, like, your conspiracy stuff.
Oh, that's
right. Because the Vegas shootings were planned by the same people who planned the Newtown shootings.
Yeah. You got
shit like
that, dude.
That Vegas shit on
that's
them.
What it is, dog. You
dude,
got it.
Dude, I started trying to make Vegas jokes on stage, and it went well once, and then I've gotten complaints. I got boos. And I haven't been booed in so long.
Well, let's hear some of these jokes. Let's hear some of these quality jokes.
Okay, granted, the jokes were not really planned out that well. They're not well written.
All right, sounds shocked. Like most of your material.
Yeah, but mostly the angle is there were people in Vegas. Who gives a fuck? They were just going to do Molly all night and be not good parts of society.
That was it?
Yeah, simple shit.
Do you think they booed because it wasn't good or that you just didn't try? Which one did they boo?
No. They booed because they were mad at me. And then somebody came up and complained. She goes, the light-skinned black guy, he went over the line.
Oh, that's so great. Colorblind people hate
Archfield.
Were
you like, thank you?
Yeah. I'm like, nah, well, we need better lighting at the stand, I guess.
Has anyone ever thought you were light-skinned?
No, ever? But in college once, some lady called me nigga, and I turned to my black friends. I was like, I'm in.
Is that when you were in the WNBA?
I love getting called the N-word. It is one of my favorite things.
You've never mentioned
it. You get hard by it.
That's always at the one-hour mark of Punch Drunk. That's how you can set your watch to it.
Nanny burn. I like it.
SeatGeek.com. That's our alarm.
Did you get your tickets? Did you get your tickets with SeatGeek?
That's what he said.
I did.
How easy was that, Ari? You just went on SeatGeek, download the app, use the promo code PUNCHDRUNK, and it was that easy.
Well, I can speak to this. The app, I'm sure, is great. Not something I have any experience with, but the computer version is amazing. You can go right on the website and go to SeatGeek.com, full writing it out. And get seats however you want. You can look over the whole stadium, see where you want. Gives you value scores of like, this price is a little too high. They'll tell you. I'm like, you can get this ticket.
That's so rad.
It's a little high.
And the tickets are guaranteed, right?
Sam said the tickets are guaranteed.
Okay, I didn't know that. I've never had a problem with them.
Yep.
Well, dude, I
nor will you.
Thanks to SeatGeek.
I had a problem with StubHub.
Yeah, fuck StubHub. Go with SeatGeek.
Yeah, a few years ago. And all they did was say, we'll give you 30% off. I'm like, we missed the game.
I'm going to go ahead and say this. If you ever use StubHub instead of SeatGeek, stop listening to our show. Never listen to us again. Delete us from your life because you're an idiot. Bottom line.
Bottom line.
Bottom line.
It's pretty simple, man. It's pretty simple. Pretty straight up and down. And we're one of those podcasts that we have gone out of our way throughout the years to try to find advertising that works for our fans.
That will pay us.
That works for our fans. We're not doing all the flower shit, candy.
I'll fucking anybody can sponsor this podcast. I don't give a shit. Mexican cartels, gay bars, cigarettes. I would fucking take cigarettes.
Oh, yeah.
Right now.
Some Marlboro Camel lights. Yeah, absolutely.
Of course.
MK Ultra.
Yeah, you would love that.
I would love that. That'd be perfect for me. Pot. Yeah.
I miss That's It. Are we not doing That's It bars anymore?
Yeah, I miss. Did you try the vegetables? Not into it. The
I don't
fruit?
Like the vegetables.
Phenomenal.
Ones yeah.
Phenomenal. I miss it. Hey, guys, I'm going to be at the Sycamore Tavern this Thursday night for the Rantators. Mike Tully. Oh God.
Damn it.
Mike Catherwood.
Sorry.
Theo Vaughn.
I hate missing
Ian
out.
Edwards.
Oh, just his balls.
You're such a gamer.
Dude, your balls look like a pumpkin.
Ryan Sickler, only $15. Bring cash. Or you can go on Laughable and buy tickets for $10. And then October 24th, the Rantators are back in the main room. We got Burr Kreischer, Ari Shaffir, Felipe Esparza.
That's a maybe on Ari Shaffir.
That's definitely going to happen. And who knows who else will jump in. So it's going to be a great show. It will sell out. Grab your tickets now.
Can you see this, Aaron?
Yeah.
Aaron, can you see this?
I don't need to see it. I can
Why
see it
does
here.
Your fucking hair look like a got a fucking perm?
Good God.
I did. My hair says ABC123.
Jesus Christ. Hair looks like Simon or Garfunkel.
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 This show has to be called Simon and Garfunkel. No way. This episode is not going to be called Simon and Garfunkel. Hey, Garfunkel, let me tell you where I'll be. I'll be at the All Things Comedy Festival with all my buddies. And we're going to have Ren Azizi, Dennis, and O'Neill are going to join us on our live Punch Drunk podcast. So you know that'll be a lot of fun. And my new podcast, 92.7 The Pod, comes out Halloween night.
So excited. Tell us about it.
What is it?
I'm doing a new podcast called 92.7 The Pod, which is basically a sketch show. It's fake morning radio about a fake town.
Really?
Yep. And everybody you know is going to be involved in it. I've been writing it for about 4 months. Start recording it Tuesday night. Fake commercials, fake interviews, fake characters.
Can I come on and promote be the road comic to promote the shows I've had
I
that
love
week?
It.
Absolutely,
I love it. I love
absolutely.
It.
The lead-ins. So Ari, your grandmother's. I love the lead-ins they make. Tell us what jokes you want us to play. Like,
exactly,
start,
right? Exactly. Yeah.
Who do you got on it?
The first episode, I have a priest where we are going to be doing podcast confessionals. People can call in and do confessionals live on a podcast, and I have a psychic. Who is going to reveal some pretty bad things. And I believe there may be a murder in episode one.
Wow.
Oh, God. Somebody's already getting written out?
Yep. And we have 7 new advertisers.
Oh, let's hear who they are.
I think I'd rather save it for the moment, but they're pretty interesting.
I love it, dude.
Pretty
interesting. I'm very excited.
Yeah, it'll be fun, man. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Congratulations, Jason.
So every 2 weeks from starting Halloween night, every 2 weeks after that, I'm going to release a new one every 2 weeks.
And, wow.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun, man. Not a lot of things out there like that. So, yeah, tune into that. I'll be tweeting about it. And please come to the All Things Comedy Festival. I'm also at the Comedy Store this weekend. If anybody's in L.A., holla at your boy.
My fantasy football season is already done in 2 out of 3 of my leagues.
I'm
done.
Starting to come back. Thank you, Adrian Peterson. Thank you, Tebow, for not dropping Adrian Peterson.
He's not going to be good, man.
I mean, he looked great on fucking Sunday.
He's not a good running back.
Well, I'll take it. Everything that he's doing in Arizona now versus sitting on the bench in New Orleans with 9 other running backs ahead of him.
Well, you would, because you're not a winner.
Yeah, of course. Said the guy in last place. Congratulations, Ari. You are, and Talboy are in dead last. And you just lost to Johnny.
Maybe didn't know about the tortoise and the hare, bro.
Just lost to Johnny, speaking of...
Hold on, Ari, are you putting in gel?
Rogaine.
Are you really?
Yeah, I've done it for fucking decades.
Seems to be working.
It's not at all.
I mean, I'm not fully bald.
No, you're not. You look good,
Do you
dude.
Think you would be bald had you not been using Rogaine for the last 8 years?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you really?
Yeah.
That's what they want you to think.
Yo, anybody want to introduce me or what?
Anybody want to?
Listen, Gabe's been here the whole time, and the reason I haven't introduced him is because he gave me a lock for this UFC pick. He's like, Sammy, this is the lock. This is the number one lock. This thing is the number one guy guaranteed to win. The only dude who lost on my fucking.
I gave him like four others that won. That was the only one that lost.
Oh, I picked all the rest of them. No, that's the only guy I picked.
I gave you underdogs that won.
That's the game of gambling.
No, he got here at like 10:30. He's been here for an hour.
Does anybody want to introduce me or what?
Hey, by the way, I'm here. I'm here.
I'm gonna fucking chop liver.
Gabe, who are you writing for now? Tell us about your UFC stuff you're working on, your MMA stuff.
I'm the lead writer for MMAoddsbreaker.com. I do like prediction articles and stuff on there. And I covers.com, the number one gambling website. They sell my picks.
Okay. Yeah.
See, he helps people with
yeah,
gambling.
Helps them lose their money. What's
He's
your betting
me
average?
Win.
What,
I've only
what,
ever
what
run
from percent?
Him.
Well, all the picks I gave you that night, only one of them lost. So if you bet them straight, you would have had a profitable night like I did.
Is that what you do? You bet straight?
I parlay too, but I do both. I make straight bets and I make parlays. I went big on parlays.
Parlays is the way to go.
Yeah. So, like my pinned tweet on Twitter now, I think it's a 10-team parlay I hit.
You had a 10-team parlay.
Football or basketball?
Was fights and everything?
Fights.
Only fights.
Yeah.
Do you bet on other sports?
When I'm really up, I'll start betting tennis and stuff, and I'm pretty good at tennis too.
Tennis? Nobody bets tennis.
I hit a one.
Hey, that's my point.
I hit a plus 1,000 play on tennis. And I show you, I hit the Mayweather in round 10, remember?
Yeah.
Plus 1,500.
Wow.
So overall, and we ask you this every time that you're here. This is probably your 5th or 6th time on Punch Drunk. You've called in, you know, throughout all the years. Overall, this year, are you up? Are you down?
I'm up big, dude.
Well, what's big?
He's not sleeping on a bed of lettuce anymore.
What's big?
Well, 2 months ago, I made 10 grand, so.
Wow.
But again.
What are you betting? How much are you betting?
Like one parlay, I had $100 to win $3,000. So stuff like that, and I make straight bets too.
I like the $100 parlay, especially if that's you're good. Confident in it, because the payout's so great. I mean, you do a $5 parlay, yeah, you can win, you know, $100 or something. But you throw $100 on like a 5-16 parlay, dude, that's a good payday. Doesn't happen
very
often.
You gotta hit it though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I always come so I get everything but one.
Would you rather lose?
I know, but
would you rather lose the first one and know it's over,
no.
or get all of them right
no,
and then
I wanna,
lose?
I want to play.
I
want
to get all the way to there.
You want to lose the last one and have that
I'd
big drop off?
Yeah, because it's more
yeah,
fun.
So there's the excitement. Yeah. You at least get the excitement.
That like anxious feeling.
And if you get to the last one, that gives you an option to buy out. You could bet the other guy. So whatever happens, you win money. You know.
True. True.
Say that again.
None of us know about this.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. I see what you're saying. Sort of cover your back end on it.
Yeah, if you have a 5-team parlay and the first four win, and on the fifth one, you bet on the other guy, so whoever wins, you make like an even amount.
Right, I got you. That's actually pretty smart. Look at Ari holding up some fake money.
Do you bet female fighters?
Yeah, I bet a lot of female fights.
I wonder if anyone's got. Does anyone bet WNBA? Does anyone ever just like? Oh,
They've got to.
We should do a fancy basketball.
We've said that in the past.
We should totally do that.
That season just wrapped, right? So it would be like in like 4 or 5 months or whenever they start that back up.
Who won? Hold on.
Minnesota Lynx.
We're a sports podcast. Wait, hold on.
Yeah. What? Minnesota Lynx won.
Who won? Oh, you guys know who won?
Yeah, Minnesota Lynx. They beat the LA Sparks
in game five.
Fuck LA.
In a close game five. And they only do best out of five. They don't do best out of seven.
Because halfway, if they go all seven games, too many people get pregnant.
Is that right?
How does that work?
They're all lesbians, dude. It's literally like 90% lesbian.
Lesbians have babies.
Yeah, but the test tubes come time. So it's like their test tube babies come up.
Yeah, they have babies.
Why are you bringing so much cash, dog?
It's just fact. I don't know what to tell you. It's just fact.
Why are you bringing so much cash, dude?
I'm not. I'm putting it away. It's all spot pay. You get paid for spots here.
Is he just stashing cash around
his
apartment?
Yeah, that's what he does.
Well, he lets us all stay there, so we should.
Yeah, show us where you hide your cash, so we can say it live on a podcast to everybody that stays
here. Oh, yeah. Here's the drawer I use over here.
Your Air D&D.
I'm sure the comics that stay there look through drawers trying to find cash or weed.
I would not look through Ari's drawers. One time I went through his drawers, I opened up one drawer, and I swear to God, 70 finger puppets.
No. Come on,
Gabe, look at that.
Ari, show me your asshole real quick.
Gabe,
look at
stare
ball.
Into it.
Dude,
like
real
how
quick.
I feel
trust,
left
trust.
Out. I'm like, what is it?
Gabe, stare into
Bend
that.
Over. Ari has adjustable.
God.
That looks like a pussy.
It's worse than it's been,
but look,
Ari.
It's got adjustable grip.
Ari, I always defend you. It looks bad.
Adjust like a shit, so it's out there now.
No, it is like beyond out there. He's not even opening his butt cheeks.
What do you mean it's out there? Like your asshole's like the mouth in the movie Aliens?
Yeah,
like
normally he has to spread
it up
his
and
cheeks
then some
to
other
show
thing
us,
comes
but
out.
It came out of his cheek.
Kind of.
Looks like Satan's esophagus.
Ugh. It's like Snuffleupagus.
You are funny. Not healthy, dude.
That's bad.
Unbelievable.
I can't.
You have a will, Ari? You should fill out a will. I think it's time.
I never get.
Hey, can I get all your finger puppets?
Yeah, you can have them.
What are you going to leave me, Ari? What are you going
to
leave
me? You still have them? You brought them to New York?
I don't know where they are. I might have given them away in L.A. Door finger puppets.
What are you going to leave me, Ari?
What?
What are you going to leave me?
I'll leave you all the dents in all the cars so you can bump up all the dents like you like.
Rogaine. You should leave him Rogaine in case he ever goes
I know what. I'll leave you my eyebrows so you can like really, really connect them hard. Fit into your society.
You should rub that Rogaine on your back, brah.
Yeah. It's not a bad idea.
Thanks. What time's the game?
Game's at 5:08, which is 2:08 your time, which means I got to leave at like 3:30 to get up there. As soon as Giannis gets here, we're going to take off.
How long does it take you to get there? Is it just like a subway and then you're there?
Yeah, it's a 4 train. So it's about a 15-minute walk to the 4, and then probably a 35-minute ride up. And then, hit in, Yankees. It's a big game. It's a big game.
Huge.
It is a big game. This is a make or break.
They have two aces.
Yeah, and they're throwing one of their not good guys right now. It's unbelievable.
The crazy thing is we made mistakes. We made base running mistakes. We made fielding mistakes.
You guys have a lot better chance in this than I thought. I mean, I thought you guys were going to get housed.
If Judge is off the schneid.
Well, it was two close games.
Got a home run yesterday. His fielding's been great. If he got off the schneid and he can start hitting well, and they got to like pitch around him, this could be really fucking good.
You had two close games, and then you win big. And that's got to have confidence. Like, they barely beat you in the bottom of the ninth on a walk-off. And the guy is sliding into home to win the game.
Sliding into home, by the way, where Sanchez could have caught it and had him by 3 steps. He's the worst fielder in catching history.
Yeah, and then you know, I feel like a little bit I feel like you kind of gave me a sense of hope because we're in the right exact same scenario as you. We lose game one in a close one. We lose game two in a walk-off home run with two outs where we were about to go to extra innings.
Oh, that was two outs?
Yep. And now we're going back to Chicago sleep in our own beds. We'll see how Dodgers like to play in 45-degree weather. And, man, if we can fucking win big in Chicago, now it's 2-1. Everybody out here is talking crazy shit. Everybody. They're talking about that home run was like Gibson's home run. I'm like, the home run to win the World Series?
Yeah.
No. You guys are getting pretty cocky with one playoff win. And I'm like,
even the Gibson home run was game one.
I mean, exactly. Like, and I'm even saying to people, this sounds very familiar. Because I remember last year the Cubs were down 3-1 to a team. What team was that? Oh, that was the Dodgers. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, snap.
It was 3-1.
Are you going to be able to root for the Dodgers if they get rid of the Cubs?
I would want the Dodgers to win unless it's the Yankees and everybody talks so much shit to me that it pisses me off. Then I would root for the Yankees.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I don't know if that required a thanks, but I'll take it. You like this? How you feel about this Cowboy suspension now that it seems to be a fish? I know you got the bye week, but...
Well, the bye week already happened. We're going to the Players Association, filed an injunction. Here's the thing.
Like it's going to fly, though. Sounds like he's going to have to take six games.
Same as Brady. It's not going to fly. It's not going to go anywhere.
Yep.
But they're doing it to say, like, look, at least we fought for you. The NFL...
Good
point.
You
get past the fucking judicial system around them, they won't back down, right or wrong. I really don't think there's any real proof that he did anything wrong. It's just hearsay and fucking... It's not a real thing, and it's not six games worthy. But once they've already said it, they got to go for it.
Right.
This is not a fucking six game worthy suspension. Even if you're like, well, it still was questionable behavior, a game, maybe two, but even that, I really don't think there's anything wrong here.
Right.
I really don't think there's anything wrong. Just a bunch of like creepy behavior that's fine. Girls who don't mind him flirting with them at a club.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think initially it was his domestic dispute with his girl.
Yeah, but then she came off that and it was like, it just looks like, I don't know, it just doesn't look like a real one.
I don't know. I'm just glad he's gone.
Yeah. I'm honestly, he hasn't been the guy this year. He hasn't been the fucking lights out dude this year.
It's got to be hard to focus when you got McFadden. All that shit going on. It's got to be hard to focus on that shit.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It doesn't seem like the offensive line is creating the holes they were.
Yeah, I'm definitely surprised by the Cowboys this year. I really thought they were. I mean, it's early. I know it's a third of the way through the season.
Yeah.
You know, we're a third of the way done.
No, they're terrible, man. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. They're going to have to go 10-6, really. So that means they got to go 8-3.
Without their best player.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't know if that can happen.
Well, the Falcons are shit in the bed. I was at work on Sunday, and Falcons driving to win the game, pretty much up 17-0, just let them back in. Like, that's what they always do, just let them back in. Now we're down 4 or 5 or something. Falcons drive, 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 drive. Get to, like, the 10-yard line, throw an interception at the 2-yard line with, like, 20 seconds left. Lose the game. I... being the calm, cool, collected person I am working at the Red Zone Channel, kick over a rolling chair, hand my headset to the PA, and I just bounce. And I just went outside, and I just sat on a bench for like 15 minutes.
How many cigarettes?
What's the record now?
Three cigarettes. Three cigarettes, sat on a bench, holding my head, come back into work, and three different tiers of bosses yelled at me in a one-hour period. Three different people came to me to take me aside and tell me, and then when it was the executive producer, this guy James, who I actually like, he's a ball buster, but I like him. We get along good. Tebow, what the fuck's wrong with you, man? And I go, you know that. Nothing's changed, man. 13 years, nothing's changed. And then he goes, just don't kick the chairs, man. They're expensive. And then he walked away from me. Everybody else there is so scared to lose their job because they all want to work in sports production, and they're like working their way up. I'm maxed out where I'm at. I don't want to get any higher than I am. Oh, so they're just like, is that me?
Oh, what,
I fell for it again. I fell for it. So I'm just like, hey, man, I didn't have a meltdown in the studio. I know I was gonna have a meltdown in the studio. I know I was not gonna be able to control myself when he was gonna go, when his mic's hot. So I'm just like, I'm out. I'm gonna be outside. You know I'll come back, calm, cool, and collected. But... nope. Three different tiers of people. Hey, Bill wants to talk to you real quick. I bet he does. I bet you do, Bill! You didn't need me for those 15 minutes. I would not have been productive. That's for certain. So, yeah, man, I all of a sudden, it's official. I also do not believe in my team, just like you don't.
What's the record?
3-2. We'll make the playoffs, but we're just not.
Raiders are 2-4. What the fuck?
Raiders are done. Raiders are done.
They are done.
I'm the opposite of you guys, man. The Jets have been surprising.
Jets have been really.
Well, how did you become a Jets fan?
Hey, I was born in a Jet.
Initially, when Mark Sanchez got drafted.
Mark Sanchez is why you became a Jets fan?
I was a fan of his at first, but
did
then
the Jets draft him?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go soon. You should talk about that Jets finish because it was terrible.
It was bad. That was bad. You hate to see a game get wrapped like that.
That show, Horrible Jobs, or what's that show?
No, I haven't seen it yet. Giannis Pappas.
Yo, what's up?
Welcome to Punch Drunk Sports. Enjoy the baseball game, guys.
Okay, thanks, guys. Listen, everybody, it's been fun. I got nothing to announce.
Damn right. You're goddamn right you don't. You're goddamn right you got nothing to announce. Yeah, so I'm just not confident, man. I just, you know, we let too many people back in. I don't know how I feel about this Armo offensive coordinator. I know how I feel about this one. I don't know how I feel about Sarkisian.
Really?
Fuck yeah.
Why? What's wrong with him?
Look, I mean, the most boring offense in the second half. Like, people make adjustments and he doesn't. Second, every game we lost and every game we should have lost to the Bears and we didn't.
You guys lost in Detroit. That's my opinion.
Well, I mean, we actually didn't. That game, we didn't lose. The Bears one, I think, in my mind, we lost, even though we did win. We lost the Bears one. But Detroit, let them right back in. We were killing Detroit. Let them right back in.
Yeah, dude, the Raiders just suck. Our defense coordinator's just garbage.
That's Marshawn our offense
Lynch
coordinator.
Can't do nothing. Everybody hates Derek Carr because he won't.
How do you not get the ball to Julio Jones? If you're an offensive coordinator and you have Julio Jones, to me, you're like, everything I would do would be get this guy the ball. He gets like 2-3-4 catches a week. And without Mohamed Sanu this week, you'd think they would be just forcing it into Julio's hands. Nope. Nah, we'll just stick around. Whatever. Hey, we're up big.
Well, you're lucky your whole division's kind of fucked.
I don't know, man. Saints are coming along strong right now. Fucking.
They're great defense for fantasy. Holy shit.
Yep. So is Jacksonville. Jacksonville's got a good fantasy D.
Who do I have? I now have New Orleans and who else do I have? The Ravens. Dude, I left 30 points on the bench the other day when I played you.
With who?
With New Orleans. 30 points, the defense.
The defense scored 30 points?
Yeah.
Damn, they gave up fucking 48 fucking, they got like 40-something scored on them. That game was crazy. Let me tell you this about that game, Detroit and New Orleans. There's 7 games on at once in the morning. There's 4 games on in the afternoon. Now, they all kind of end around the same time, give or take. And then in the afternoon, when there's 1 game left, that's when we like do a wrap-up show and then we're out. That Detroit game lasted so long.
Dude, these games are so long now.
6 games ended. 1 of them went to overtime, ended. The 4 late games started, and there was still 4.5 minutes left in Detroit, New Orleans.
Unbelievable.
That was insane. The clock never moved because every pass was interception, defensive touchdown, block, punt, interception. They had 4 non-offensive touchdowns in that game. 4. Special teams touchdowns, 3 defensive touchdowns in 1 game. That's insane.
This is the game weirdest was like 4.5 year of football, hours. Right?
What was the final score?
Is anybody good?
54-48 or some shit like that.
Is anybody good?
Look up that score, whatever it was. I could probably do it quicker. I mean, yeah, teams are good, but does NFL has done what they always said they wanted to do. Create parity. Anybody can win. Anybody's got a shot. We get to the playoffs. Everybody's 9-7, 8-8, 10-6.
Wow, Dolphins came back.
38-52 was the final.
He's crazy.
You score 38 points and you lose by 2 touchdowns? Shame on you. Shame on you, Detroit.
What is up with Cleveland? Are they just the worst franchise in the history of franchises?
God, they got to be up there. Since they got back, like the new Cleveland Browns, whenever they came back.
Dude, they cannot get a win.
They can't get anything. And you factor in, look at how Deshaun Watson is killing it.
Oh, my God.
That they passed up on drafting Deshaun Watson and have virtually massive quarterback problems. They have massive quarterback problems. And you watch what Watson's doing. I mean, he went in there and butt-fucked them. That had to be embarrassing for them. You know, I heard that Hugh Jackson, the coach of Cleveland, texted Deshaun Watson. This is per Deshaun Watson. Texted Deshaun Watson draft day and said, get ready. And then they didn't draft him.
Oh, my God.
So you know Hugh Jackson was told and expressed, let's get this kid and let's make him our franchise quarterback. Somebody above Hugh Jackson negated that trade.
Oh, my God.
That draft pick, and then they took the defensive guy. I mean, shame. Granted, yeah, defense, you could build around defense. I'm not knocking him. He's great. Great player. His first play ever got a sack. That's never been done before. Wow. By a number one draft pick. But still.
I mean,
if you can't score, you can't win. If you can't score, you can't win. And now they go into next year with the same question they always have had.
They're going to draft a quarterback. They're going to draft a quarterback. There's so many quarterbacks coming out this year.
I think since that franchise came back, they have started 29 different quarterbacks, I believe. 29. That's crazy. I mean, the Falcons have started 4 in the last 15 years.
Jesus.
And would have only been 2 if it weren't for a certain somebody drowning dogs. If it wasn't for him drowning dogs, it would have been Michael Vick and Matt Ryan.
Oh, my God.
So, I don't know, man. Yeah, Cleveland is. Sometimes it's the front office just sucks.
It's all your owner. It's like you ever have a family where like one of the parents is just crazy? The whole family's crazy. If you have a crazy owner, your team sucks. They suck. Owners have everything. The players, man, yes, there's some great players here and there, but for the most part, it's equal talent across all teams. It's your GM and it's your owner. If you have a shitty owner, your team is going to suck. Look at the Clippers. We've been garbage for so long. Now we got a good owner, and things are turning around.
Makes a difference. Makes a huge difference.
Huge.
That's where it starts.
And I don't know why these.
Same with the Falcons, man. Ever since Arthur Blank bought the Falcons, they have been. Now, granted, yeah, you haven't won a Super Bowl, you don't have any rings, all this sort of shit. We're talking about a team that was never in the goddamn playoffs, and we're in the playoffs every fucking year. 3 times NFC Championship game, Super Bowl. In the last 6 years, that is a winning franchise. Now, you haven't won a championship yet, but that is still a difference of every year we're 6-10 or every year we're 11-5.
Right.
Now, it's still, you got to get over that hump, but it's a progress, and it's all, just like you said, because we got a new owner that's willing to build a stadium, work with the city, hire a good GM, let the GM hire a good coach.
Right.
I mean, and it all, just like you said, Sam, it all comes from, I'd like to see the Clippers. I don't know how I'd feel about Doc.
Yeah, he's going to be gone. So the Rams, man, are they for real?
Rams are absolutely for real.
I mean, are we going to talk about them like, I mean, they got great defense and a great offense, right? They're a pretty complete team.
They're a pretty complete team. Pretty complete. Now, why don't you bet on football, Gabe the banker?
I usually do, but this season I've been like laying kind of low off it.
Why?
Why?
Because it's too unpredictable, like Sam was saying?
I haven't had the time to like study the games, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What is your, what's your favorite team? The Jets? Do you have a basketball team?
The Clippers, yeah.
The Clippers?
Yeah.
Since when?
Since always. I mean, when I was a kid, I liked the Lakers, but then after Van Exel and Eddie Jones left, I became like a Clipper
fan. Of all people to say, all you ever hear is Kobe, Shaq, Magic, Kareem, Van Exel.
Yeah. Eddie Jones. I mean, when they traded
Eddie
Jones.
I love Eddie Jones. I love
Eddie Jones.
Jones
is great.
I love Eddie Jones.
I mean, he played shooting guard and they got Kobe Bryant.
Bad.
So you were mad they got rid of Eddie Jones and brought in Kobe Bryant. Yeah. So you said, enough's enough.
Yeah. I went with Piatkowski and the Clippers.
How's your sister doing?
The fuck, man?
So creepy.
That was said creepy.
That was done on purpose.
Well, I'll say she makes pretty babies.
How many kids she have now?
2.
Oh, look at that. Gabe, do you have a girlfriend?
Dating, but nothing serious.
Are you like Ari? Do you have a bunch of girlfriends?
Not a bunch, a couple.
You don't want to put your foot in your mouth, I can tell.
Do you date tall women, short women, fat women?
I think all women are tall to you. Is that true?
No.
Okay.
Why would that?
I'm just saying you're not a very tall guy.
I'm average.
Vertically challenged, as they say.
Average. I'm average for a seventh.
What kind of women do you
grader.
Like, Gabe?
All kinds. I don't know. Attractive, good sense of humor.
I mean, are you into Mexicans? Are you into...
No, racist. I'm open to anything.
Well.
I feel like that's most people. I don't feel like you guys have a type.
I do. Lying cunts! Seems to be what I'm attracted to.
I like Amazon chicks. Tall, crazy... wanting to fight bitches.
Like, give me an example of someone you would describe as an Amazon chick that we would know, like, in our, like... Like, bigger than Rose? Rose is pretty tall and...
Yeah, I like Rose.
Who doesn't?
I want bigger, though.
Wow.
I'm into them, too, but, like, I don't think you could get into relationship type situation.
Yeah, because you need, like, a ladder. You need a ladder to make love to your lady.
I mean, that part I could do. I mean, just...
You need a high chair.
Being in public. No?
Yeah. And they're like, oh,
she'd walk you around like a little monkey,
right? Your son
has
a beard. Your son has a Halloween beard on. Cute, ma'am.
What's the tallest lady you've ever dated?
7'2".
Like 6'1".
6'1", huh?
Wow.
She smack you around, Gabe?
No. My last one was 5'11".
Wow.
Wow.
And how tall are you?
Like 5'8".
Mm-hmm.
My ID says 5'9", but you know.
One of those kind of like UFC things where you're just like, hey, like quarterbacks. I was like, this guy's 6'9". Then you meet him, you're like, brother, you ain't 6'9".
So let's get in some injuries in NFL. It's fucking nuts, right?
Yeah.
I mean, all these huge guys are out now. Odell Beckham. What's his face for Houston?
Yep. Brandon Marshall, J.J. Watt. We lost Fournette this weekend.
Green Bay, we lost
Aaron Rodgers.
They all died, right?
They're dead.
Can we play the breaking news theme song that football so is dangerous?
Yeah, exactly.
So your boyfriend doesn't watch sports either?
UFC guys? He likes the Patriots.
He's a Patriots guy?
He's from Boston.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Every time you see him, he's wearing a Boston hat.
Yeah.
That's true.
Every time you've ever seen him, he's wearing a Boston hat.
That's true. Yep. I didn't know. That's crazy.
Also, Dalvin Cook, gone for the year. Fournette, gone probably for the year.
Fournette?
Yeah. Fucked his knee up. Oh. Bad. He had out like 170 yards already. And then fucking did one of those like kind of like cuts. Where
he
his
got
knee,
hurt all the time.
His knee went the other way. Like it looks like his like if his knee was backwards, so it bent that way.
Gross.
And then immediately just grabbed it and dropped. I mean, he could have kept running, but he just couldn't. I mean, physically couldn't. I'm saying there was nobody around him.
He got hurt all the time in college. I knew he was going to get hurt in the pros.
He plays violently. One of my favorite moments of the NFL season this year is a very little subtle moment. He had got past the front four, the defensive line. Now he's like up to the linebackers, makes a move on a linebacker, and here comes a safety. And Fournette literally does this to him, like, come on, and boom, like two battering rams, and just flattened the guy and kept running. But to go, come on, when you're running towards somebody is pretty badass in
the
NFL.
Yeah, that is. So how'd he hurt himself?
That was 2 weeks ago when he did that. He just made a cut. And, like, literally this knee was, like, crank.
Oh.
Like, it bent like
He's
this.
He's durable.
Like,
dude.
His knee went crunk, and then he just grabbed it and dropped. I mean, knees are your motherfucker in the NFL, man. I mean, knees, shit. It's everything. And when you're cutting and running and you got those cleats. So a lot of times your cleats will stick in the ground, and you go to turn and move, and your fucking foot is still stuck in the ground. That's tough, man. That is toughy. Good for Aaron Rodgers. I'm glad you're gone. Fuck you. Hopefully he's done for the year. I don't wish him death, but I do wish him no more football this year. Zeke's gone for 6 weeks. There's a lot of... God, I'm so happy with Adrian Peterson, though.
Dude, how do you think he's going to do? Do you think that was just like a change of pace, or is he going to be...
Did you watch him? It didn't look like it. It didn't look like a change of pace at all. It looked like the old Adrian Peterson. Now
in the last game,
yeah, it's going to be hard. Yeah, because they traded him to the Cardinals.
Oh shit.
Yep. So and then they cut Chris Johnson. So now he's pretty much the only back that they have. So instead of getting 4 touches every week, he got 24 touches, and 2 touchdowns and 140 yards. 124 yards or some shit. That's the Adrian Peterson we know.
Can I ask you something? What is my number on Google Hangouts? Do you know how to find what my number is so we can take some calls?
I have no idea.
You know, you remember when the Chris Johnson had that huge season?
Of course, 2,000-yard season.
That was amazing.
You think he was on the juice?
No.
Because the year after, I feel like he got a big contract and he fell off big time.
I don't think he was on the juice. I think that, yeah, he was in a contract year. And
everybody falls off after those. That's what they all do.
Seems like it. I wouldn't mind falling off after a contract year.
You don't think they juice up to get the big contract?
Nah. No. You don't see a lot of running backs juicing up. A lot of that is defensive players. A lot of that's linebackers, defensive linemen. A lot of those guys are always juicing up.
Isn't O.J. Simpson the only guy to do 2,000 yards twice?
Did he do it twice? Do you see the juice is out at casinos and banging chicks already? Yeah. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I didn't find it. I don't know. I don't see the point. Why are we still talking about O.J.? I mean, not us right now, because we're about to talk about O.J. apparently.
Right.
Why is it news? Why, when I'm watching the Cubs game, is it scrolling at the bottom ticker, O.J. Simpson signing autographs in Arizona? So what? I mean, if he does something like O.J. Simpson slaps somebody, okay, now I'm like, oh, what happened with that? But O.J. Simpson gets job. So?
Who hits on O.J.? Like, what are you doing?
Shit.
What do women do? Why do you like such assholes? Speak for your people.
I don't know. It's like you want what you can't have and you think you can change them.
It's also a story.
It's a self-esteem thing, too.
Have you guys watched?
I fucking hooked up with OJ yesterday. He was all over me, but I'm like, uh-uh. You were sucking his dick.
He's in the right place to meet chicks, though, Vegas.
No, that's true. Have you guys watched Curb Your Enthusiasm this season?
I didn't see the Rent Is Easy one yet.
So good, dude.
I saw the first two. I haven't seen the third one yet.
So
I watched last night with my stepdad.
So,
family bonding.
Fatois sex? It
no spoilers, bro.
I love that
man,
scene.
Man, that's what we do here.
I love that scene when the kid's funk master, his nephew's getting fucked upstairs, and he's standing there, Bob Einstein, with Larry David, and Larry David leaves and goes to, like, look at his computer, and Einstein's just still standing there in the background, and he goes, well, I'm just going to leave because it's weird if I just stand here on set. And he just walks away but makes a joke about how he's just standing in the background of a shot.
So funny, dude. So funny.
He's the best. That's a funny family.
Larry David is the funniest dude of all time. Of all time.
And for him to put him on that, because I always love Super Dave Osborne. I love the Super Dave Osborne show. And the fact that him and Albert Brooks are brothers makes me really want to go to one of their Thanksgiving dinners. That's a funny-ass family.
Yeah, I'm sure.
That's like Amy and David Sedaris, too. That's got to be a fun fucking family. She's got a new show coming out.
Is there a third brother?
I don't know. If there is, it's probably like Cooper Manning, where he's just like, yeah, both my brothers are funny and famous.
Dude, this fucking...
There's a third Manning?
Yeah, and supposedly he was the best of all of the Manning brothers at football, and he fucked his knee up in high school and then couldn't play football anymore.
What does he do for a living?
I honestly think he has a car dealership somewhere in New Orleans. But, you know, your dad was in the NFL. Both your brothers are in the NFL.
So he's like the Rob Kardashian. Everyone just takes care of him?
Yeah.
Okay.
He runs, like, foundations for them. They gave him a job.
I met the entire Manning family when I worked at the ESPYs. Nice people.
Right. They should be.
Dorky as fuck.
Really?
The whole family looks like the dorkiest family that would have been on, like, Family Feud. Like, they all look like they laugh like this.
Really, Peyton? He didn't seem that dorky.
Peyton was not there because he was hosting the ESPYs, so it was the rest of his family.
Right.
Cooper, his dad, his mom, Eli, their wives. But, yeah, I was kind of like...
Do you think the Giants have to move on from Eli?
Yeah, eventually. I mean, he looked good last night. Sunday night, he looked okay. But I mean, dude, how can you? I mean, the guy lost the number one, number two, and number three receivers.
If you had to pick who's going to be in the Super Bowl right now, who do you think it's going to be?
That's a tough one right now. Chiefs and Eagles.
Chiefs and Eagles?
Why not?
Eagles could do it. I told you Eagles were going to be good.
I tell you what, that quarterback's great. He's probably, he could be top eight quarterbacks in the NFL right now.
Now, who's better, him or Goff?
You know, Wentz, they have a completely different style of play. If it was me, I like what I've seen out of Wentz in the last 2 years versus Goff in the last 2 years. Goff is having a great year this year. That offensive coach and offensive-minded head coach has really changed around for him. But Wentz is pretty special. Goff's doing good, though. Rams are good. Rams are good. Do not sleep
What's
on the Rams.
What's their weakness? Experience? Rams? I mean, they got a great offense.
Receiver
they got great
depth. Receiver depth. Sammy Watkins hasn't been doing shit. Cooper Kupp's about as tall as Gabe, no offense. The other guy that they got that just has been a bust forever. Who's that little guy they got? Fast as fuck, but he's about 5'2" in heels.
Not Holt. What's his name?
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do. He played for Virginia.
I think he played for Cal.
He played for Virginia.
We need Johnny.
Well, it doesn't matter. But anyways.
We do need Johnny.
I think receiver depth is their biggest issue.
I believe you're referring to Wes Welker.
No.
Black guy. Fast as fuck. It's Tyvon Austin.
Yep.
Tyvon Austin.
You guys, why does no one go to the Rams games if they're so good?
Because it's $100 to park. It's $100 to park there.
I thought that when you guys all were going, it was only, like they find it for $20.
I took the train straight there, and it lets you off at the stadium.
All those guys were tailgating, and they found somewhere that was like $20.
Yeah, it's just far away, and you got to walk through that fucking shitty part of town. But, you know, it's pretty
safe.
So
just, do you mean when you say it's L.A., it's just no one goes to sporting events?
Well, you know, they go to Clippers games, they go to Laker games, they go to Dodger games, but all of a sudden you're like, hey, now you have a football team. And after 25 years of not having a football team, and everybody in this town is a fan of whatever team that they're from.
Right.
So, you know, if the Bears are in town, a third of that stadium is rooting for the Bears.
I feel like I would have fun at a Rams game. I have fun at live events.
Once they get that new stadium and then the Rams have been good for 2 years, you're going to see asses in seats.
I think the Rams can get L.A. I don't think that the Chargers can.
I don't think there's any way that they can. I think they're going to have to go back to San Diego.
I think so.
I think that's their only answer.
I think so for sure.
I mean, they can't go to Oakland. They can't go where are they going to go? Fucking San Antonio?
Why do you think ratings are down?
I think ratings are down because a lot of people are going to bars. And I think ratings are down because of fantasy football. I think a lot of people are watching shows like The Red Zone. I think a lot of people are going to bars and watching all the games at once. And I think a lot of people are DVRing games and watching them later.
Yeah.
And this isn't your father's NFL. And if you're going to use a metrics of a system to analytically look at how people are watching television now, and it's based on how people used to watch football, the numbers aren't going to be what you want them to be.
Right.
It's hard to quantify because all they really want to do is be able to prove to advertisers that, look, how many people are watching this.
Right.
They need to find a way to go, look, I mean, if I was anything like Coke or Pepsi or any of these, Budweiser and these advertisers, I would hate the Red Zone channel. The purpose of the Red Zone channel is to skip commercials.
Right.
We don't have a fucking goddamn. If there's a commercial, it's because they're paying us to read who's on Rich Eisen this week or what have you. You know what I mean? It's hard to quantify how people are watching that now with an old system of you know, doing that. So, I mean, they are down a little bit, according to Donald Trump, the nation's number one ratings expert on everything.
He's gone
to
war with the NFL, huh?
Well, because he lost a war with him in fucking 86.
It's totally crazy.
I mean, it's no coincidence. Every person Donald Trump has a beef with and bitches about has wronged him or fucked him over in the past.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit. He's a piece of shit. So, Nanny, what do you think of this whole Harvey Weinstein thing?
Oh, my God. I'm, like, the worst person to ask.
Why?
Because I'm just so, like, not feminist. I'm going to get people mad at me.
what do you think about it?
I mean, do I condone it? No. What are you asking?
Like what's your take on it? I mean, like, this whole Me Too thing over and over. Everybody's putting Me Too up. What's your thought?
What does that mean?
I don't
mean?
Like the Me Too thing. Like, what I was going through
they,
my feed the
they
other
were
day.
Sexually harassed or
like,
raped.
Every woman is supposed to write Me Too on Facebook.
That's me. But we have similar backpacks, don't we?
So
I thought it was really annoying. I was going through my feed backpacks. And, like, getting really mad at all my friends.
I almost just got a new computer right there. I should have just kept my mouth shut.
We live in Hollywood. Like,
women don't try to sleep their way to the top. I mean, you know, it's like, am
what?
I crazy?
No,
but,
man, you're crazy.
What?
Right, Chelsea? Women try to sleep their way to the top.
Oh, you said don't.
Oh, like I'm saying, like, are we kidding ourselves? Oh, so they don't try to sleep their way to the top. And we're, you know, Chelsea was in this article, and I love Chelsea Skidmore. She went back 4 times to this guy to try to get this role. And each time he'd like jerk off in the mirror. But it's like, at what point do you stop going back?
Was the role a girl that watches a guy jerk off in a mirror? Because if so, she's off book.
Yeah.
She's nailing it.
I grew up out here, and as a kid, I was an actor, and I experienced you like that, too.
Ooh, do tell.
Oh, please tell us your sexual harassment.
Well, the biggest story is when I was 15, one of the biggest directors.
Name him.
But he.
Write his name down right here.
Oh, shit.
Write his name down, and then we'll.
He offered me a part in a big movie.
Just write his name down, so I just want to know who you're talking about. So he offered you a big part in a movie. Oh shit, Brian Singer. Okay, cool. Brian Singer offers you a big part in a movie, and then what happens? Can't believe you fell for that.
Go for it, dude. Tell us. This, you're amongst friends.
This is breaking news
with Gabe Killian.
I just said no.
But
what,
I mean,
did, he
what
say?
Did he say?
What did he say?
Dude, come on, man.
What did he say?
I can't talk about it after you fucking.
Yeah, I didn't say his name. I didn't say his name.
Anyway, pretty much nothing happened, but.
But it was.
I could have gotten the part just for getting head.
Getting head?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Letting him. What was
I'll do it.
It was just a roll.
Roll what?
God,
like
he was
what?
A kid, though, too. So
Cinnabon?
Gross.
Wolverine?
Wolverine!
Hey, you don't you want to see my claws?
But yeah, there were a few situations like that. But yeah, that was the biggest one. I'd say.
That's crazy.
Is this when you were young?
15. He said.
15.
Between 15 and 17, there were a lot of shit like that.
Did you do any child acting stuff? Is something we would know that you were like, oh, I was in Saved by the Bell.
No.
Or any kind of bullshit like that.
No, because he wouldn't let anyone suck his dick, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll let people suck my dick for a turkey sandwich, let alone if I can play
That's
Wolverine.
That's why you're the best. That's
play
why
Wolverine.
You're the best.
And like a lot of the teenage actors coming out in movies like that and shit, and I was hearing stories about the shit they were doing.
God.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Hollywood sucks.
Yeah.
I think it's about to implode on itself.
Well, we're seeing a lot of that. And what's so much of it is being taken, the power is being given back to the artist. We're able to create our own specials. We're able to release our own fucking albums and music and videos and do all the everything our own selves and get advertisers from YouTube videos and all this, where you're just like, what do I need? What do I need you for?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, we really don't need that. And the result of that, other than gigantic film industry, the result of that is we're seeing all of these old dinosaurs getting pushed out and dealt with for all of their wrongdoings all these years.
Thank God.
From fucking, Bill Cosby to fucking Weinstein to Brian Singer to everybody everybody else. Yeah, it's interesting. But,
I
don't know.
How come no one said anything is why I'm weirded out. Because it's like now that one person did, everybody's coming out. Why did it take 30 years?
Well, look at Bill Cosby. Yeah. It took one dude saying it for the whole House of Cards to fall.
That's all I don't get. It's like this could have been stopped 30 years ago.
I don't know about. I mean, maybe. I don't know. I think a lot of people were scared to say something.
He's a powerful dude.
Very powerful. I mean, it's like, hey, if I'm an actress and he was sexually harassing me, but also got me an Academy Award.
So they got the parts after watching it.
Well, wasn't it the whole thing? Is that what's her face from Shakespeare in Love slept with him? Like that was the giant rumor going around. What's her name that was in Shakespeare?
Yeah.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah, that was a giant rumor
I
that
thought
she slept
came
with.
Out and said she did it, and Brad Pitt like almost fought it.
I had heard that too. Yeah, that's what I had heard. Yeah. Brad Pitt kind of got into his grill. Was like, I'll fucking knock your block off, fuckface. You want some Fight Club action, bitch? You want Tyler Durden to come over to your house and butt fuck you?
Yeah, I don't think Gwyneth Paltrow really needed any help. She had. Both her parents were actors. I mean, like.
But, dude, if you want a certain role, that's what you got to do.
That movie was overrated. You're telling me that's better than Saving Private Ryan?
Dude,
fuck off.
It's just another Oscar stupid circle jerk that goes on in Hollywood. Dude, all the movies that now they give awards to, nobody's even watched.
Yeah.
I tend to watch all of them. Yeah, I tend to watch all of them, but I don't watch them in the theater. Like, I wait till screeners come out, and then I'm like, oh, I want to try to watch all of these before the awards. But, yeah, I wasn't, like, racing to the theater to go see fucking, you know.
Same. Like, I only watch them because they're all nominated.
Exactly.
Like, and my bosses are like, here, watch these.
Exactly. Yeah. And a lot of times I like, wind up liking a lot of them. But
I hated, what was that musical last year?
La La Land?
God, I hated it
I didn't
so
like
much.
It either.
It was all right. I saw it in theaters. I have a wife.
You're adorable. Aaron would be the only one in here that
It wasn't that bad.
No,
it wasn't that bad.
But I'm saying it won every fucking award that there was.
What's the last movie you saw?
In a theater, Kingsman.
Mine was Creed.
Jeez. Creed? They're doing a remake of that. And, or not a remake, a sequel.
And before that, it was Project X.
Oh, wow. You don't go to the movies.
Dude, it was always like a few years.
I go a lot. I see like every scary movie.
Do you do that $10 movie thing?
No, but I should.
I'll show you, man. I got to show you
something. Yeah, it's pretty good. I find there's a bunch of ways you can beat that system, too.
$10, well, you have, like, everything illegal. You can go to as many movies as you want.
Yeah, as many as you want. And you have to, like, when you do it, you got to do it right there. But it doesn't know that you're buying, if you buy tickets for later, it doesn't recognize that. So you could actually buy tickets for a movie that's coming out in 2 days at that kiosk. It just thinks you're going to see it right then. And then it'll just print out your ticket.
You guys have to hear
the other thing that you can do is if you're doing that and you're going to a lot of movies, if you sign up for the points thing, that like ArcLight or whatever the fuck, it values that ticket at full price. So you now after like 2-3 movies, now it's like free popcorn, free sodas and stuff too. Oh. If if you're proactive about it.
What are you playing?
Dude, Max Kellerman could rap. Back in the day,
he looks like it.
He was an amazing rapper. Hold on, I want to play you guys this.
Cool. So movie talk.
I mean, what else? I'm trying to talk about, and nobody's got anything to talk about.
Why don't we talk about UFC?
Let's go into Scrap City.
All right, let's get into it.
We haven't talked about UFC in like 6 months.
I tell you what, I love this card coming up on the first. Our good friend Mickey Gall is going to be on it. By the way, Gabe Killian's passcode is 222222. On his phone. If you ever get his phone, feel free to cock bomb away. And Mickey Gall's on the card. That's a great card.
What is the card?
That's GSPN.
GSP.
Bisbing. November 4th.
It's
Dillashaw.
Garbrandt Dillashaw. Garbrandt Dillashaw.
Oh, that's good.
Joanna and Rose.
Yep.
Do you think Rose has any chance?
No, she's going to cry like
I was
always.
Just
going to
say
it.
She's going to cry. She's going to be crying walking into the ring.
It's going to be a good fight.
I think
like,
she has a chance if she could get the fight
to the ground.
Yeah, she has good submissions.
I don't think she has a shot in hell at striking.
No.
But,
Is Joanna the best? Is she just another level?
I think so.
Right now, yeah, I think so.
I agree.
When she fought Claudia Gadelha in that fight, if Gadelha had better cardio, she would have won. Because the first two rounds, she won easily.
Right.
And she started gassing in the third, and that's when Joanna took over. But if she had the cardio and she didn't gas, she would have won that fight.
Didn't Claudia just get beat up in her next fight?
Yeah.
That shocked me.
Who are the other ones that are on that card? So we got that's the whole card with Mickey Gall. That's all five, right?
Johnny Hendricks and Paulo Borrachinha.
But the whole card is good. Like, even the undercard, it's good.
Yeah, I'm going to see who's all on that undercard.
When is this fight?
My phone doesn't
November
Ferhaz the Hobby's brother's on that card.
Fourth. November 4th. It is basically...
There's like three cards until then, funny.
Yeah, they're all garbage, too.
There's a Fight Pass one this week with Cerrone.
Yep, Fight Pass.
He fights all the time.
I feel like Cerrone fights every 90 days.
Yeah, he fights every card.
Machida's back. 217 is... what is up? Is GSP fat?
I think he's
He didn't
like
look fat.
Short.
There's one.
He didn't look fat. I mean,
Bisping keeps saying that. No, he keeps making fun of his weight.
He's got muscle.
Yeah.
Are you sure, dude? He looked.
Did you see him at that press conference the other day? He looked jacked.
Yeah, I think he's just like short, so it just makes him look stocky.
He looked jacked.
I don't know. Someone showed him doing some high kick with a spinning fist, and he was so out of shape, it was insane.
Really?
No, he does gymnastics. I follow him on Instagram. He does gymnastics. He's wild.
I saw him do that thing where he would was doing a push-up with his legs completely in the air.
Yeah.
And then would stand his legs straight up and then was doing push-ups up this
That's
way.
Gymnastics.
And then would lay his body back down, but his legs never touched the ground. Yeah. And then he would just stand up.
Some Van Damme shit.
It was like, God damn.
Wow.
I couldn't do that if somebody was holding my legs.
Wow.
Me either.
And picking me up. I couldn't do that. But, you know, like we've all said on this show before, he hasn't fought in 4 years.
What do you think?
And his last
happen?
Three fights were boring.
Go to BetDSI and let's start making some bets. BetDSI for all your bet needs. Go BetDSI.com. Use the promo code PUNCHDRUNK.
Punch25.
Punch25.
And that gets you $25 to bet with. And as we're going to do this, and there's all things you can bet on. You can bet on all sports, all kind of prop bets, all kinds of everything. Our good friends at BetDSI are great. They will double whatever initial investment you put in with your first investment. Punch 25, get you 25 free bucks to bet with. And like we're saying, parlay. So we'll go through this fight card, and we'll have Gabe the Banker make some nice predictions for you guys. And, hey, take that free $25, put it on what the banker's about to say, and make that money, honey.
There's fights this Saturday, too. Should we do that instead?
Well, let's go through all of it and give some people some locks.
Do you think they're setting Johnny Hendricks up to get his ass beat by this dude?
Yeah.
He's on the fourth card, too.
That's what it looks like.
I mean, dude, but he's taking on that Paulo.
I'm surprised Hendricks is fighting again.
Paulo.
He's going to miss weight like always.
Oh, my God, dude. God damn it, man. This fucking...
That was not on our end. That was on your end, listening to this podcast. Answer your phone. It could be your mom.
Real quick, I want you guys to listen to this. Listen to this.
And then we'll get Gabe's picks for BetDSI.
This is Max Kellerman and his brother.
Sting like a bee. Ah, rumble, young man, rumble. Ah.
What year is this?
94.
Sounds like it.
Like a babyface killer, I step in a box in a mob block. They hopping on bed rock
this
as a lyrical cannon.
This is his brother who was murdered. The next one, Jimmy, sounds exactly like Eminem.
Straight to the top of hip-hop charts. Dynamic duo mob and doing the job. And co-running Gotham like Batman and Robin. Painful brain full of wild rearrangel. Devilish rhymes, but I'm looking like an angel. Before I came into the game, you couldn't name a rookie entertainer who could rhyme like a Hall of Famer. You got delusions of dope and a dumb plan to battle the one Sam Rumble, young man.
Rumble, young man, rumble, rumble, young man, rumble, rumble, young man, rumble, rumble, young man, rumble. New York's a state, my city's in. A man who I hate, I pity
this
him like a
Kellerman.
Prince Davidian. Got skills, got stamina, got hands of stone like the champ from Panama. Bodies drop from body shots, cause I could box. No need for clocks or karate chops. So if you wanna see who the best be, come and test me, come and test me, come and test me. Got stardom.
Pretty good, huh?
That phone going off was at a perfect time because it sounded like it was part of that.
It's off, 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 off. Everything's off. I don't know why it keeps coming on.
Yeah, that sounded like every rap song in the 90s.
I liked his brother better, though.
You thought his brother was better?
Yeah, and what'd that get him? What'd that get him, Gabe?
Murdered.
Guess what opens today?
Murdered.
NBA! It's the most wonderful time of the year. I'm so excited. It'll be a while
before I get into NBA with baseball playoffs, NFL. It's like I don't get into NBA till like late November. Then I start kind of getting into NBA.
But you guys want to talk UFC, so let's get into it. Fight Nanny is involved.
Let's give him some of our Gabe Killian.
Is every song Max Kellerman did though? Is it always about boxing or?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I would imagine. It's the only thing he knows. He knows two things, boxing and how to bury your brother.
Oh, Jesus, dude.
I mean, he obviously did it. So, Gabe, give us some of your BetDSI, Gabe the Banker, picks for the fights this weekend and maybe some on the 4th. If anybody wants to do parlays, use the code PUNCH25. Use that $25, do a parlay, win that money, honey.
This Saturday is the Donald Cerrone card. He's fighting
as is next card. Saturday and the Saturday after that is also the Donald Cerrone card.
This is Fight Pass though, right, Gabe?
I think so.
This doesn't work.
The fights are in Poland. He's fighting Darren Till. He's an undefeated British guy. I like Till. He's an underdog, +130.
So you like Cerrone with the loss there?
Yeah, I think Till's like too big and too strong for him.
Okay.
Really?
What else you got? And that's an underdog pick, so that's him more money.
Yeah, it's a value play right there. I like Aspen Ladd, who's making her UFC debut.
Why would you gamble on somebody who's never fought before?
in the UFC, but like she's fought outside the UFC. She's pretty good. I think she should be a bigger favorite than she is. I see value in that price. Definitely. I like Devin Clark, who trains with John Jones. He's taking on Jan Błachowicz in Poland.
Is this on one card?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a Fight Pass set.
It's like a Poland card.
His parlay for this week.
Nobody knows who you're talking. You're just yelling out names.
No, but if they're going to do one, they're going to listen to this, and they put a parlay on all these
people.
All
right, exactly.
Go
on.
Exactly.
And I'd like to get your take on this.
I don't know.
And if they're real Fight fans, they know, because this Devin Clark guy, he was on Dana White's Fight Pass. He was on that show, and he's been winning fights. He's coming up. He's one of those guys. Yeah, so I like Aspen Ladd, that guy.
I'm going to make my bet DSI debut with these picks.
And
Punch 25.
I like Andre.
Good job, Nanny. Way to make that money.
I like Andre Touchy-Feely, who's fighting Artem Lobov, Connor's boy.
Andre Touchy-Feely? That's his nickname?
Yeah.
Great nickname.
Yeah.
How have I not heard of that before?
I know him because he fights, he's Team Alpha Male.
Team Alpha Male.
Oh, okay. Right. I'd like Touchy Feely to fight Uncle Creepy for the battle of all the fucking great nicknames.
The best nicknames ever.
Creepy's out of the UFC now.
Yeah, I know.
Who's got the best nickname?
Those two.
Touchy's probably, yeah.
Those two are pretty damn good. Those two are pretty damn good. Touchy Feely and Uncle Creepy really just like, hey, we're going to go to Uncle Creepy's house. I don't want to go to Uncle Creepy's house. Who else you got?
And finally, the last leg of that parlay, I got Ramazan Emiv, who's making his UFC debut against Sam Alvey. And that guy's a pretty good Russian prospect.
So you like a lot of those underdogs, a lot of those people making their debut, just because it's a value pick, because the odds are good. And you've also researched them. You know these people are...
Yeah, the ones in this parlay, they're all favorites. But, Darren Till is the only underdog here.
And what do you think about the fight on the 4th, the big one coming up?
I like GSP in that one.
Really?
I do, too.
Yeah.
I like Bisping.
A lot of people do. I think I'm like in the majority Bisping. When I say I like GSP.
Bisping is very underrated.
How do you think he wins?
Just pressure.
Striking.
Kickboxing.
Pressure. I think, there's going to be ring rust. I think he's 4 years older. And I think that Bisping has been a great fighter. The only guys he's really lost to are a bunch of roidheads. And one time to Luke Rockhold, which he revenged it. He got revengeful.
Revenged is the best.
I just can't talk to
He got revenged. He did.
Oh, God.
He did get revenged.
He got revenge. So I think Bisbing's completely underrated.
Yeah, he is. But I think GSP is just better. And Bisping's on the big decline, too, even though he's underrated.
Bisping's no spring chicken.
What's their height
And he's
difference?
White, which I just found out.
Who's white? Michael Bisping?
Oh, right.
Not only is he white, he's as English as they get.
And the most important detail, which I don't even want to mention and that people don't really talk about, is he only has one eye.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
I feel like a lot of people talk about that.
That's true.
Really. Not enough.
Is he going to get it fixed?
He can't.
After retirement.
Yeah.
Who do you think Connor should fight next?
Who he should fight or who he will fight?
Both.
A bear.
He should fight Tony Ferguson, but who he will fight, I think, is probably Malignani, another boxing match.
Are you serious?
They'll let him do
that. They're already starting to get the talk going for that.
Oh, that's disgusting. Although I would love to see fucking Pauly get his fucking teeth punched in.
I think he's going to fight.
It's boring.
Well, I could see that. Why would he want to go back to UFC?
If he does go back to the UFC, it's going to be the Diaz fight, I think.
That's what I want. I want the trilogy of the Diaz fight. It's 1-1. It's the sexiest UFC fight on paper, which is all they really want anyway. I mean, Ferguson, for UFC fans, Ferguson is a great fight. We all know that would be a great fight to watch. Does that get everybody talking in the papers and the media and, hey, he's fighting Ferguson? Or is a Diaz trilogy what's going to put asses in seats and sell pay-per-view
money? You don't think
he's
like Rousey level now, though, where people just buy his fights because he's
There's a whole different level of every UFC fan will buy his fights, and then there's this like Oort cloud behind it all that's like, but my girlfriend will watch this fight. There'll be parties, like Super Bowl parties for the fight if it's Diaz.
My main issue with that fight is that I feel like Nate probably hasn't even stepped foot in the gym since the last fight.
He probably didn't step foot in the gym for that fight.
Yeah, probably.
He was on a yacht, remember?
That's right.
Tuner.
I think he beats Connor if they fight again.
I think Nate Diaz.
I do too.
Can beat him. I think he threw the fight the second time because he knew there was so much money for a third fight. He held Conor up against.
He wanted to win that fight.
I'm telling you, dude.
He wanted to win that fight.
I'm telling you this.
Those Diaz brothers don't want to lose.
They've never lost.
According to them. According to them. And according to Stockton, they've never been beat. Yeah, so I don't know. Of that, I'd like to see Diaz. The Malignaggi thing, I'm not into. Guys, go to draft.com. Hey, who doesn't like playing fantasy football? I know I do.
I don't.
My teams are hot again. They're getting hot. I'm finally doing better. But when I was doing bad, what did I want to do? Redraft my team. Guess what you can't do? Redraft. And if you have draft, what do they call, like a drafter's remorse? That's what it is. Drafter's remorse is what most of us suffer from. Well, you play draft. Go get the draft. Get the app draft. Use the code PUNCHDRUNK. That gets you a free money play. And you can draft an entire 12-team league, snake draft, and bam, you got a brand new team. Let's say Adrian Peterson just went to Arizona. And now you realize he's going to be getting 28 touches a day instead of six. Two touchdowns and 123 yards. Why didn't I draft him? Guess what you can do now? Draft him.
Boom.
Do
they have other sports?
What's that?
Do they have other sports on there?
I don't know. Do they?
Yeah. I was looking. They have basketball, too.
I only use it for football.
They have it for basketball,
I'm sure that they
too.
Do. But use the code PUNCHDRUNK, and that gets you a free money play.
I do
and
it for baseball.
Here's what's great.
You do it for baseball?
I would.
There you go.
Rather than committing MMA. To 6 months.
Well, that's what's great about it, too. It's like, especially for baseball, you don't have to have that long-term commitment. It's like, hey, man, I just want to play a bunch of my friends this week. And there's all different tiers of ways you can make money, win money. You can try to win the gigantic grand prize. But it's fun. So hit me up at Teeb, at either Teeb or the Teeb on draft. I believe you're Sam Tripoli.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if Arya signed up for it yet or not, but hit us up, man. I'd love to do a draft with you. Won last week. I lost 2 weeks prior. But I'm getting hot. I'm getting hot in fantasy. And if you want to see how hot I am, meet me at draft. Or playdraft.com on your computer, or get the app, because if you get the app, you can play anytime.
It's a real cool app. It's a lot of fun.
You can play anytime, anywhere you are. Let's say you're on a train. Let's say you're at the airport waiting for your flight that's been delayed. Guess what makes that time go fast? Drafting an entire fantasy team in about 14 minutes. The drafts are quick. The drafts are easy. And you can play for money, honey. So get it.
I love it. I love it, Tebow. I love it. I love
don't
this
have
is the
drafters
best
remorse.
Time of the year.
Don't have
this
drafters
is the best
remorse.
Time of the year.
Because of Halloween, I agree.
Oh. What are you going to go as for Halloween?
Birthday. Annabelle.
Whose birthday? Your birthday?
Yeah, it was Friday.
Your birthday was Friday?
Yay. I would have brought food.
Happy birthday,
happy
buddy.
Happy birthday. I'll bring stuff next. No, what I'm in New Orleans next week for Halloween, but when I come back on Halloween.
What did your wife do for your birthday?
She organized a surprise party for me.
How cute.
Oh, that's good. Well, here's the biggest part. Surprise! It's not over yet. And your wife comes in. What did you guys do for your surprise party?
I went to the Star Wars bar on Hollywood Boulevard.
It's always a Star Wars bar?
Yeah, it's permanent now.
Oh,
the
that's
Scum
cool.
and Villainy Cantina.
Where is that about?
It's right after the Pantages.
On the east of the Pantages.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What's it called? The Scum Cantina?
The Scum and Villainy Cantina, because I'm sure they can't call it the Star Wars Cantina.
Right. That's cool, yep. though. Have any of you guys been to the Nightmare Before Christmas bar?
No.
I went to that one as well.
Is that one
same
cool?
Night.
I want to go to that.
Beetle House? It's
yeah.
It's right across the street.
I want to go to that.
It's kind of cool.
Right across the street from the Star Wars bar?
Uh-huh.
Wow. I need to make a tour down there.
Yeah.
Let me know when they got a fucking... Leaving Las Vegas bar. That's more my kind of movie bar. That's the kind of bar I need to be in. No, that's cool, man. I didn't even know that was there.
Yeah.
That whole area is just because they had that It house there as well.
Yeah, which I heard was kind of garbage.
I heard it was garbage, but even more garbage about it. 5 hour wait in line.
Yeah, to watch the trailer.
If I'm waiting 5 hours in line to go through a haunted house, there better be some dick sucking goblins up in that motherfucker.
Yeah.
I better be like, oh, look at this. Here comes a ghoul putting his finger in my ass. I'm in.
GSP's 5'11". I got my phone to work. I thought
in
he was
heels,
like my height.
In heels. None of those things are ever true.
Like, I think Uriah Faber says he's 5'6", and I've met him like a few times. He's like up to here, and I'm 5'6".
He's short. Remember, we were in that picture. We took a picture
and
of him
like
together.
And I was like feeling bad. Like when I meet short fighters, I feel bad. I like lean over.
You get like squatting down.
Yeah, I'm
and
like
shit.
Sorry. That I'm
Trust
taller.
Me, he's used to it. He's used to it. He's
Even
used
like
to
Cub
it.
Swanson says he's like 5'9", and I'm like his height.
Yeah, you met Cub Swanson a couple times.
Yeah, and I accosted him a couple times.
It's yeah, it's amazing when you. That was saying that earlier when you meet athletes and you're like, "Bitch, you ain't 6'3".
Yeah.
I'm not. I'm barely. I'm like barely 6'1".
Cormier is tiny too.
Yeah, he is tiny. Wonder who
I'm just thinking of like my pictures.
Who he's fighting
people.
Next?
Ozdemir. Volkan Ozdemir.
Who's that? Mm. I don't even.
That's a dub.
He beat Jimmy Manuel. Mm.
That's a win.
Yeah.
Probably.
It's a boring division now.
Right? Well, it's like he's already beat everyone.
I know. I mean, that's also fucking Conor's problem. So it's like, I don't blame Conor for
that's
fighting.
Like, what are you, I was like, what are you talking about? Conor doesn't beat anybody.
Well, I mean, up until he started jumping through weight classes.
I mean, even at 145, he avoided like the tough fights like Frankie Edgar and stuff.
Yeah, he did avoid Edgar. Wait, he didn't fight Edgar?
No.
He only fought Chad Mendes and...
And when Chad Mendes had no training camp.
If I'm him, though, and my choices are fight in the UFC for, you know, $9-10 million, and put myself really in harm's way. Really in harm's way against a lot of these people. Or I box Pauly Malignaggi, who is a retired for four years boxer with giant gloves on, and I've already sparred him once and kind of whooped his ass.
And get three times the money.
And five times the money. It's kind of a no-brainer to me. Now, as a fan, it bores the shit out of me.
Yeah, I get what he's doing from a money perspective.
Absolutely.
But he drives me nuts how he won't just fight anybody.
I agree. I'd like to see him fight competitively.
I want him back in the UFC, dude. I want him back.
Yeah, me too. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I feel like the UFC is really setting itself up to be... they're losing a lot of their superstars. They don't have that cachet that it used to have. I mean, there's people like Mickey Gall, a lot of these young... He's young, he's good-looking, great kisser, good dancer, beautiful eyes, and a great nickname, Mickey, Teeb's best friend in the world, not Ari, not Tim, Gall... which is catchy. That's, by the way, the best nickname in the UFC.
By far.
Thank you. But, you know, the Rouseys, the fuck, you know, all the John Joneses, the Anderson Silvas, all these people are either retired, gone, or who's going to take over? Who's going to be the new face of this sport?
Right.
And everybody thought it was going to be Conor.
It's
and now
hard.
Conor's like, hey, man.
They got to start paying people. That's the problem. Yeah. Nobody wants, there's nobody, no real athletes are getting
Ever since that Reebok deal and the sale of the entire UFC, it's taken a bad turn, in my opinion, as a diehard fan.
The last two pay-per-views are like the worst in history, aren't they?
Number-wise?
Like sales-wise?
I believe it.
The last one was really bad.
Yeah.
I mean, in a lot
and
of these
like
cards...
And that's like Demetrius Johnson. Like, he's great. People
he can't
just
get a break.
Care.
He can't get a break.
That's kind of like Joanna, too. I feel like she should be bigger than she is.
If Mighty Mouse, and he would probably have a different nickname if he did, but if Mighty Mouse was a light heavyweight, with that record, that personality... he would be a gigantic superstar.
Yeah.
But he weighs 110, holding 5-pound dumbbells.
Yeah, and he's the only one in his own division.
That's a guy that's cleared it out. That's
yeah,
a guy that's
sure.
like, who are you going to fight? He needs like 17-year-olds to become old enough to legally fight.
Yeah.
He's waiting for people to come into the UFC and get beat.
He should have taken that Dillashaw fight, man. I wanted to see that.
Yeah.
Him and TJ?
Yeah. He turned that down so
he wants to
Ray
get
Borg.
The record.
You think he'll do it now, though?
I don't know.
I would like that.
He should, like, after this Garbrandt.
To me, that's a great fight to me. That's a great fight. That's one that, you know, there's certain UFC fights where you're like, I'm looking forward to this card. I can't even sleep tonight. And then there's ones where you're like, oh, there was a card tonight?
Yeah.
And the UFC has too many,
like
oh,
the
there
next
was a card
three
tonight?
Until the fourth?
Well, I know they need to make money and all. Exactly. I know they need to make money on this. But Sam and Gabe, you as well, you remember back in the day, and I hate to be that guy, but back in the day, we had, like, once a month, there was a dope USC card that was stacked, and Friday night, I couldn't wait. I literally almost couldn't sleep. Now there's one on Thursdays, on Sundays. There's one in Europe at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I can't even keep up with a lot of them. I can't. The Fight Pass and the Fox 1 and Fox 2 and regular Fox and pay-per-view. They have completely oversaturated the market with their own presence.
Yep. I agree.
Why are they fighting in Poland? Like, the last interesting fight in Poland was my grandpa and Hitler. Look at this guy.
I like when Aaron chimes in.
I love it, too.
Aaron, on top of it with the zingers. You know what? It's you're coming of age, man. Now that you're 19 and your wife, or she's your wife, right?
Yeah, still.
She threw you a nice little action figure party at wherever you were at, Legoland or whatever. I wasn't really paying attention, whatever you said. But, hey, man, it all sounds great. I'm real happy for you, Aaron.
Thanks.
Have you guys kissed yet?
I've kissed.
Closed mouth.
Yeah. Ooh. Hey, further than I'm getting. Further than I'm getting over here. Are you, so Clippers-Lakers tonight?
Clippers-Lakers tonight. I like the season. I think there's a lot more teams than people think. I think, obviously, Golden State's better than everybody, but...
There's literally more teams than people think?
Well, there's more teams that are going to compete this year.
Oh, okay.
Cleveland's a lot better, I think. Milwaukee's better. Minnesota's better. Boston's better. The Rockets are better. I like us a lot more.
Minnesota's better.
Minnesota's way better.
OKC, Houston.
Houston's great. I mean,
New Orleans will be... I mean, we'll see. Basketball's a long season.
Yeah, they need parity.
I am just hoping out against hope for 6 p.m. tonight, Game 3, Cubs-Dodgers. That fucking walk-off with two outs was brutal.
Was so amazing.
We're one pitch away from going to extra innings, switching pitchers.
Imagine being that guy that caught the
Oh, yeah, that guy's awesome.
Oh, so good.
He's the only one out there. Just...
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, that must have been great.
Yeah.
That so guy's been amazing. High for days.
I've caught a home run.
There's been some great... have you?
A batting practice, but still, like, fucking...
I've caught a foul ball, and I've caught a home run in my life.
Yeah.
And a home run that I caught was off a girl's head. She was, like, completely KO'd. They had to, like, take her out. Like, the medical people had to come get her. And kick was coming this way. Conks her in the head, and I just snatch it like that, right out of the goddamn air.
So funny.
Wrigley Field, 1992-ish.
Anyone else would have been like, hey, you could have the ball. The team's like, fuck this. I'm keeping it.
Straight up.
What's she going to do with it? She's dead.
I know. Put it in her casket.
She's dead. So funny.
Give it to Kellerman's brother.
Oh, Jesus, dude.
What, guys?
Brutal. When's who do you like? Do you follow NBA at all, Gabe?
Clippers.
You just said Clippers.
Anything
I'm
else?
I'm a fan, but I haven't really been following.
Do you follow baseball?
I like the Dodgers.
These guys don't understand people that only like one sport. They're like, it doesn't make sense.
I used to watch
everything more, but now since I got like, I dived really into MMA and spend a lot of time.
Well, it's part of your job too. I mean, if you're working for a couple different websites and writing articles and doing predictions. Now,
it's like you knowing football.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
once I got rid of cable, I can't keep up with anything else other than the one I care about.
What do you? Oh, your wife made you get rid of cable?
No.
She's like,
I'm sick of you
watching cartoons.
Because there's no cartoons on Netflix or anything.
I know, right? Oh, has anybody seen that Long Shot?
Nope.
Unbelievable. Have you seen it?
Sounds familiar. What is it?
Long Shot is a documentary about a guy who, it's almost like making a murder. This guy gets arrested for a murder that he did not commit, Mexican young man. And they go, well, the artist drew this picture of you. This girl gets shot in the face. It's the witness who just took off running at the shooting draws this. It looks like every Mexican in Los Angeles. Every Mexican I've ever seen, right?
Right.
So he's like, hey, man, I was at the Dodger game with my daughter. And they're like, no, you up. Well, and he has the ticket, and they get his fingerprints off the ticket, and nothing. They still, nope, but looks like it was you. Looks like it was you. His lawyer goes to Dodger Stadium, goes through all the footage of any camera angle he can in this guy's section looking for him, can't find him. This guy's in jail for about 8 or 9 months. Death sentence.
What?
They're pushing for the death sentence. This guy's like, wait a minute. I do remember they were shooting some sort of TV show there because Super Dave Osborne was there.
Right.
And they're like, oh. So then they call the production company. It's HBO. It was season 4 of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, wow.
They go through 6 hours of all the dailies. On the last tape, Larry David's walking up the stairs, and there goes the guy with his goddamn daughter.
Oh, wow. God.
Yep. And then Larry David's telling the story, and he's like, sometimes I tell people I got a guy off for murder at a party. You know, it's insane, dude. It's totally crazy.
Wow.
All the different dailies. And then, like, the PA that was there was like, just let him go through. He's like, no, go ahead and go through. While Larry David's walking up, lets him go through. And he's like, I got in so much trouble for that because they didn't want to let people go through blocking the aisle when Larry's walking up. But he's like, he's just standing there with his daughter. I just felt bad, so I let him go. And then literally, if I didn't let him go, death sentence.
Wow.
It was the only footage they have had of this guy to prove he was at the game.
Wow.
Both cops got fired for because one cop circled his photo and showed it to him and tried to tell them that the witness circled it.
Oh, jeez.
It wasn't even, she didn't even circle it. The actual cop did. And then he winds up, spoiler alert, winds up suing the city of Los Angeles for $380,000 in wins.
Wow.
That's not even that much.
Yeah,
that
was kind of low.
I mean, believe me, if he was white, it'd have been $2.5 million.
Like, you can't even really buy a house with that.
If he was white, it'd be $2.5 million. Oh, yeah, you can in his neighborhood. You can buy two of them. But really fascinating. Somebody
How many episodes are there?
Oh, it's only one. It's really short. It's only about not even 90 minutes. It's like hour and 15 minutes or something. New documentary on Netflix called Long Shot. Like Making a Murder, but it's fascinating. And when I say that this kid is a really nice kid, like, it's him telling the whole story.
Yeah.
And what a sweet guy. And even the judge said, man, I was listening to his testimony over and over, and I was sitting in my house and just listening to it, and all I kept saying was, this guy does not sound like he could kill anybody.
It's sad because he's a dad, too.
He doesn't
so
even sound like he could
take
kill
him
anybody.
Away from his daughter for no reason.
And of everybody, and he got, like, it was Mother's Day. He remembered it was Mother's Day. And he got his mom Dodgers tickets on Mother's Day because he knew she wouldn't go. You know what I mean? And he's like, oh, she wants to go, I'll take her. But if not, I'm gonna, you know, I'll go to a Dodger game. And took his daughter, took his, like, 7-year-old daughter and his buddy. Three of them went. His buddy, them. And even though his mom, his girlfriend, baby mama, his daughter, and
all
his,
the friends could, like, vouch for
everybody. But that's not a good enough alibi if you're Mexican in Los Angeles and they want to fucking murder you just so the cops can say we found a killer while the real one's out there shooting bitches in the face. Then they later on caught the actual killers.
I was
going
to say, can you spoiler alert if they found them?
Yeah, they did find them.
How?
I don't remember. I actually don't remember how they found them. But I do believe they... It was in later one of those things where, like, scrolling the words and kind of catches you up to everything, like when you find out that he sued him and all that. But the Larry David part of it is so funny. And all the people that work in that production, they're like, I mean, yeah, I guess you can come by and look through this shit. But, and so Larry David, the executive producer, the lawyer, are just sitting there going through tape after tape after tape after tape of all that shit. And then they finally show Larry David. He's like, yeah, sometimes I tell people I got a guy off for murder. It's pretty funny. All right, guys, what a great episode that was. Sam, are you still here?
Yes, I am.
His phone's on airplane mode, haven't you heard?
Yeah, his phone's been on airplane mode the whole time.
Can I plug something real quick?
Of course you can, Gabe Killian.
All right, the night before UFC 217, if you're going to be in New York City, I'm producing a show at New York Comedy Club. There's some fighters on the lineup. We got Ally Aquinta, Aljamain Sterling, Dean Thomas.
They do stand-up?
Din.
They're doing stand-up for the show. Dean Thomas has been doing stand-up, yeah. And got some funny comics on the show, too. It's going to be a great night. So after the weigh-ins, just grab a drink or something and then come to the show at 7 o'clock, New York Comedy Club. Go to newyorkcomedyclub.com. And use the promo code UFC for 40% off the tickets. It's on November 3rd, 7 p.m.
Awesome, buddy. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Gabe, thanks for being here.
Great
that's
show.
It, everybody. Suck it.